There is something amazing about being in the presence of holiness, mercy, and love. It was what Peter and Andrew, James and John felt when they encountered Jesus. There had never been, and there never will be, anyone else like him. Perfect goodness and infinite compassion is the air we breathe when we enter into the presence of God. Cynics may doubt it, sinners may fear it, and seekers may wonder if it's possible. But believers cherish it. In the presence of Jehovah, we find forgiveness, joy, and fulfillment. It wasn't always that way. During the days of temple worship, the people depended on the high priest to go into God's presence on their behalf when he entered the Holy of Holies once a year. Yet something, an empty place that only God could fill, stirred the hearts of the faithful. Somehow God placed within them, within all of us, the need to be with him and to know him fully. When we do, it changes everything about our lives.
People in bondage and pain, longing for liberty. Under oppression we could not attain, never of refuge. But there was a covenant heaven had made those sins.
You made a list of people that the Messiah would want to sit down and talk to, her name would probably never appear. She was an outcast among outcasts. The Jews looked down on the Samaritans, and the Samaritans looked down on her, a woman who flaunted society's idea of how a good woman should act. You probably have heard her story many times, the story of how she met Jesus at the well and how he asked her to give him a drink of water. He told her that he could give her a different kind of water so that she would never thirst again. He knew all about her life and the life she had lived. Talking to Jesus, the woman felt something she had never felt before. Although he knew her, he didn't condemn her. He didn't approve of her choices, but he talked to her as if she mattered. There was something about being with him that made her feel as though his presence could make a real difference in her life.
Thank you.
There is such power in God's presence. He is almighty, and yet his might is perfectly balanced by his overwhelming love. He loved the world so much that from the very beginning, he made a plan for our redemption, and he created every place and everything that would make it happen.
Thank you.
on the day of his crucifixion, the darkness was so great that Scripture says it was like midnight. 3 hours later, Jesus declared from the cross, "It is finished," and then he died. A few of his friends asked Pilate for permission to bury his body. They wrapped it in cloth and laid it in a tomb that had never been used. How hopeless and final it all must have seemed. Early on Sunday morning, some women who had followed Jesus during his ministry went to the tomb before dawn to anoint his body. But their spices went unused and their mission was forgotten because instead of finding his broken body, they discovered an empty tomb and an angel who told them, "Jesus isn't here. He is risen. Go and tell Peter and the others that he is alive." This is the news we never get tired of proclaiming. Death was conquered at the cross. The grave was swallowed up by his victory. Jesus is alive. The story of Jesus is the story of God becoming like us so he could live among us. Yet there wasn't a day of his life that he was truly known or understood by those around him. There wasn't a time his mercy was comprehended or he was worshipped as he deserved. Receiving in his hand. We only have to look at the hill where Jesus died that day to know everything we need to know about how deeply God loved us and how much He was willing to sacrifice to redeem us. All any of us have to do, all we can do, is to respond to His love with trust and gratitude.
Bow your heads and close your eyes with us. You know, every time I hear this story, I'm overwhelmed that He would be willing to do that for me. That He loved me enough to give His life on a cross. And whatever you think about our presentation today, it pales in comparison to the love that He has for each one of us and what He was willing to do for us. And today He still invites us to take part in Calvary's love, the love that flows from the cross. I don't know where you are in your relationship with Christ and God today, but we would be amiss in the service if we didn't tell you that He loves you. He wants to come into your life. He wants to be your Lord and your Savior. He wants to take control. And He wants to bless you with a joy that's unspeakable and a peace that passes all understanding. He wants to be with us through the ups and the downs and the trials and the struggles, whatever we face in this life. And He also wants to give us the hope and promise that one day we'll spend eternity with Him in heaven. And all of that for us is just a prayer away because of what He did on the cross. And because today He lived, He is alive, and He wants to live in you. If you've never trusted Him as your Lord and Savior, you can do that right now. You really don't have to be in a church or with a preacher or at an altar. It's a personal decision just between you and Him. And He invites you to come to Him right where you are, right in that seat today. Cry out to Him. Commit your life to Him and ask Him to come in today. And He will. We hope today that the message of the cross has been clear, but even more than that, we hope that you know we serve a risen and a living Lord. A God who can make a difference in your life just like He has in mine and many who are here today. So in just a few moments as this song continues to play on, if you've never trusted Him, do it right now. Just a prayer between you and Him in the quiet of the next few moments. Close of our service, I'll be standing at the door to greet you and thank you for coming today. If you've invited Jesus into your heart today for the very first time, we want to rejoice with you in that. I would love nothing more than for you to take me by the hand and say, "Hey, I ask Him in today so that I can pray for you." Thank you.
Today we celebrate the presence of our King and Savior every time we gather together. Our lives are shaped by the power and glory of His resurrection. The future is assured for all of us who believe in Him. One day we will sing in His presence, "Hallelujah to the one who was, who is, and who is to come. Praise the Lamb who sits on the throne."